You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's bring on our weekly wrappers to catch up on the economic news of the week. Here are Catherine Rampell of The Washington Post and Felix Salmon of Fusion. Hi, guys. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Molly.
Hey.
So let's start with the job report, which I think we can both agree, all agree, is bananas.
Boom.
Yeah, it was quite
much
good.
More than we expected. Yes, Catherine, what do we make of this?
Weekly wrap. It was fun. It was exciting. I mean, the one thing we have to say is that last month got revised down to a really weak and pathetic 11,000 jobs. So it had better have been big just to make up for that.
And I would always caution that don't read too much into any one month of data. It's very noisy. Mm-hmm. Last month and this month. Last month looked bad. This month looked pretty gangbusters, but you know, on average, meh. And maybe meh is where we really are.
It seems like we're certainly meh in wage growth, are we not?
Yes. In wage growth, we have had not a whole lot, despite being many years into this recovery at this point. I think year over year, it was like 2.6%, which is not very good.
Felix, what about signals to the Fed? Is it boom, bananas, bonkers enough to send the Fed into a rate-raising frenzy?
No. Now that the world has fallen apart thanks to my home country of the United Kingdom, I very much doubt that we're going to see any rate hikes this year.
That was a quick end to our Batman sound effects, wasn't it?
I would also add that it's not only Felix's home country that presents a risk to the United States economy. For a while now, actually, it's been the rest of the world that has been potentially dragging us down or presenting the threat of dragging us down. I mean, you also have a slowdown in China and in other emerging economies. The threat of Brexit is not solely contained to the UK, right? The real threat going forward is, will it instigate similar votes in other countries across
like
the continent?
France. Or will Italian banks all collapse? If you look at, this is my favorite number from the week, is that interest rates are now negative in Switzerland all the way out to 50 years. So never mind, you know, rate hikes this year. The question is, are we going to see a rate hike in the next half century?
Wow. But so can we pick on your home country just like a little bit?
Please do.
As that fallout continues. Let's talk about the moves by the central bank. The central bank policymakers warning, like you said, let's get a little further into this potential negative spillover. I mean, the lack of interest rate rises for a half century is a pretty big spillover. Anything else the central banks are particularly worried about?
Well, they're worried about the banking system, especially in Italy. So there's going to probably need to be some kind of a bailout of the Italian banks and quite possibly of other banks. And that's really dangerous because the one thing Europe needs more than anything else right now is the banks to be out there lending rather than using their profits to recapitalize themselves. They need lending. That's the only way that the European economy is ever going to pick up any steam at all.
Catherine, what are you thinking about the Eurozone at large?
A lot of uncertainty. I mean, I guess that's a cop-out, but that's really the problem here. We don't know what the settlement between the UK and the EU, not specifically the Eurozone, but the EU, is going to look like. It's just this big albatross hanging over much of the world right now.
And it's going to keep on hanging over the world for at least, 3 years?
Yeah, which is amazing given how long we've been dealing with some form of a Eurozone crisis already.
The Brexit thing will not be negotiated for years to come. That's like an optimistic scenario. And so long as that thing is still uncertain, which it will be for years, there's not really going to be much enthusiasm to start making big bets in the business sector, either in the UK or in the rest of Europe. So I'm pretty pessimistic.
So I think the only appropriate sound effect there is wah-wah. That's Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post and Felix Salmon of Fusion. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Molly.